This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will be discussing classes of water. Along with categories of water, there are also classes of water. Classes of water describe the potential rate of evaporation based upon the amount of water present and the type of material affected. In this session, we will define the different classes of water. Class 1. Class 1 intrusions involve only a part of an area or involve a larger area that has only been lightly affected. In a Class 1 loss, there is little or no wet carpet or cushion, typically only low porosity materials such as plywood, concrete, and structural lumber are affected. Examples of common Class 1 water intrusions are a concrete basement floor that only absorbed a small amount of water, and losses where carpet and pad have been removed and there is no wet gypsum. Class 2. Class 2 water intrusions are ones that have affected significant areas of carpet and cushion. Water may have wicked up the walls but is less than 24 inches high, and structural materials are wet. Some examples of Class 2 common intrusions are a loss that includes wet carpet, cushion, and gypsum wicked less than 24 inches, a structure that was affected by Category 2 water and where the underlay was removed but wet carpet, drywall, and structural materials remain. Structures with no wicking on walls, but where the carpet and underlay is being dried in place. Class 3. Class 3 water intrusion is where moisture has wicked up the walls more than 24 inches, water may have come from above, and or wet insulation may be present, and there is more water present than any other class. Class 3 water losses include strong winds damage the roof and rain enters from above, saturating ceilings, walls, flooring materials, and structural items. Second floor water supply failure saturates entire areas below with large amounts of water. Overhead water supply pipes malfunction, saturating entire areas with large amounts of water. Class 4. A Class 4 water intrusion results in a specialty drying situation. Typically, wet materials present in a Class 4 water situation have very low porosity. Materials that are common to Class 4 intrusions include hardwood, plaster, brick, deeply saturated concrete, deeply saturated ground soil, and stone. Other examples of Class 4 situations include plaster and lathe walls that are deeply saturated, gymnasium floors, hardwood floors in residential construction, very old construction with multiple layers of building materials, concrete, dirt floors. Use of desiccant and or LGR dehumidifiers is necessary in Class 4 situations. Thanks for joining us. This concludes our session on classes of water. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.